Torah says that the Navi says that the stones of the Beis HaMikdash were gazes. You have an Azvahoder has on the side of the pasuk. Kol Eila Avonim Yukaris and Melachim Aleph, Bemidais Gazes, Megurarais, Megura. They were gazes, they were plain down, they were smooth. So the Gemara says that we learn from our sugya that all the walls in our sugya are 4 amas high. And the four amma high wall needs 5 trachim. So if that's the case, so a 30 amma high wall, which was the height of the wall, in the height of the wall that divided the kodshim with the kodshi kodshim, was 30 amas high. It was gazes. So therefore, it had to have, figure if you need 5 tfachim for a 4 amma wall, so now you're talking about something that's 7 times the size of a 4 amma wall, it should require at least 35 tfachim wide. Right? 35 tfachim wide is almost somewhere around 5 to 7 tfachim, 5 to 7 amas. But that's not what it was. It was an amma traksin, and it was 1 amma wide. So the Gemara says, how could that be? Our Gemara says, gives us the ratio of the width to the height. Lehavi pusya ella shish pushchei, and at most you had a 6 tefach amma beis hamikdash. The amma is usually 5 tefachim. Mikdash is 6 tefachim ammas. Vikam, and it stood, and the Gemara is not accepting the idea that it was b'nei sayu oimdim. It's not one of the nisim that we have in the Mishnah Avos. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu was marked in Benisim. There were Nisim in the Kodesh Kodeshim, that the orange fit was an ace. But it is not recorded that the wall between the Kodeshim, the Kodesh Kodeshim stood, was an ace. The covenant stood. So Gemara says, Kevin the Ika Tefach Yesei Rakoi. Gemara says, sometimes you need a ratio, but sometimes you max out. So once you have 5 amos, 5 tefachim, so you've maxed out 6 tefachim, and you can build as high as you want. Okay? Have to figure this out, the engineers, how this matches what we figure out, but the Gemara says that's when it comes to gozes, there is a maximum of the width that it needs. Once you hit the maximum, then you can make it very, very high. So the Gemara says that that's the case. So why didn't they make an amatraksin? What was in Mikdash Sheni? Mikdash Sheni was a pereches, was a curtain. The Mikdash Sheni was 100 amas high. So the Gemara said, based on what you just said, we should be able to have a stone wall for the amatraksin. Why was it called traksin? The Tesa explains. Traksin was the wall between the Kodesh and Kodesh, either because Trok Sinai, because it covered the Luchais, or Trok Sin, Gemara says, because the Taisus is close to Yerushalmi, because it was on a space that we were not sure whether it was belonged to the Kodesh or the Kodesh Kodesh. Gemara says that we're not sure whether the Amma, that the wall between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodesh took up, is that wall, does that Amma come from the Kodesh Kodesh, or does it come from the Kodesh? So the Gemara says, because of that suffix, so Troksin means that it was a double-sided wall, Ponim v'chutz, Sha'oisa Amma is a suffix, Immikudesh, so Troksin meant that this Amma fits in either place. So Kevan, the Gemara says, so why do we make an Amma Troksin in the second Mesa Mikdash? Because 5 tefachim, 6 tefachim, 1 amma can support up to 30. So from dalad ammas till 30 ammas, 1 amma is good. But once you get more than 30 ammas, you need more than an amma. Okay. So the Gemara, so the Rishonim ask, "Lusa one, so have more, have a larger amma, have 2 ammas, 3 ammas, right?" So the Tosfos Rosh says, "You're limited." So just expand the base of Mikdash. Shlomo Melech was not so limited. So you'll have two Amis, whatever it is. Shlomo Melech says, the dimensions, the details of the base of Mikdash, Hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem malai yiskil. All of it was determined by Nehuah by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So once a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the dimensions, we were limited to those dimensions. V'achim minim b'zvachim. Shleihon yuchelim la'archiva mizbeach ilav da'ashku kro v'dorish. Al b'l'goyva la'yuchlu la'husif mishim d'chsiv. But they weren't able to raise the height. In the height they were able to raise. Because the ground of the Harabayas had different levels of kedusha, so that which was set aside for kachim was for kachim. Kachim, zara, zara. So they could not encroach on other parts of the kedusha, the base of Mikdash. So therefore, they were limited. Once they were limited, so they had to build it, use a different material. Gemara says, how do we know that the second base of Mikdash was higher? Because the Navi says, that the second base of Mikdash was greater in some way. What was the greater? Machlekes in whether bebinyan or whether in kedusha. Gemara says both are correct. Yeah, whether in binyan or years. Binyan or years. Gemara says be isalai, both are correct. Both are correct. The second base of Mikdash was longer, was up longer, and was higher. Good. So Gemara says, "V'idach na'avid pereches." So why don't we do 30 amos of brick, and the rest will do pereches? Why do we do a full 100 amos of pereches? Ki koi to listen amhosa nami, agav tikru umaziva avikoi, beloy tikru umaziva lehavikoi. The Gemara says, 30 amos walls stays up with an amos base when you can attach it to the top. But if you can't attach it to the ceiling, so then it will not stand with an amos base. So Gemara is okay. So now 30 amos, do 10 amos, 20 amos, and the rest will be a pareches. Amar bai gemire. We have a Kabbalah. Right? We skipped, the Gemara said that how a Gezis and a Gevil and Levainin looked was a Kabbalah. And that's a Kabbalah from the Tanam Lechaira. This is Gemiri Lechaira, this is from the Nevi'im. Ikulu bevinyan, ikulu bepereches. Ikulu bevinyan bemikdash. We had a Kabbalah. We had a halacha misinai. That it's either got to be a curtain or it's got to be a stone structure. So the Gemara says we know that the pereches was a mishkan. Pereches was a pereches. And we know Bayis Rishon was Binyan, so we had a choice for Bayis Sheni. So once we got the go-ahead and building up higher, so then we knew it had to be a Pereches, right? So again, so what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara says, Bayis Sheni. They got the go-ahead to build up higher. By getting the go-ahead to build up higher, but the Navi said, Godol Yeh Bayis Godu yekvoid bias. What's the lashon? What's the pasuk? Godu yekvoid bias hazah achron min arishin. Chagai says, so what's Godol Yekvayna Bayis? So the Gemara says there was an instruction. The Navi said, you're allowed to build higher. Okay? So once they could build higher, they only got a license to build higher. But the Kabbalah from the Navi for David HaMelech, they didn't get an extension on the what's it called? The area, the land usage. Right? They only got air rights. Okay? So the how are you going to build a wall so high? Oh, we have a Kabbalah though. Halacha l'Moshe, halacha m'Sinai, gemire that it has to be one material. So as one material, we know it could be a pereches material from the Mishkan. We know it could be a stone structure from Bayis Rishon. So we know Hilding Bayis Sheni, we're going to be higher. We're limited to having an Amma base. Oh, it's got to be a curtain. It's not going to be a stone structure. Okay? So that is what the Suya seems to say. So Briskerov points out, he says, Kasha, and leaves this B'tzorachim. We'll pose the Kasha, and then we'll go weiter. The Kasha is from a Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Pasuk says, Bayis Rishon. Divrei Hayamim is Bayis Rishon, right? Vayochel shalom lebnei beis Hashem lekim, beis Hashem, Yerushalayim, Bahar Meriah, Shenira leDavid Aviv, Asher Echin b'mekom David b'garen Ornan Yerus. Vayochel lebnei b'chedesh Hasheni, b'shas Av l'Chusay, and we have details. And then we get to Pasuk Yud Aleph, and we have details about the Kerubim. And then Pasuk Yud Beis, the wingspan of the Kerubim. Pasuk Yud Gimel, how the wingspan looked. Pasuk Yud Dalet, Vayasas of Erechis, Tchelis Vargomen, Vacharim Yulavutz, Vayal, Love Kerubim. Navi describes they had a tapestry. Gemara says they had stoneware, they had bricks. Briskerov says, I'm possibly Mufresh. Mufresh are possibly, and they're young. And they reconciled it.
It's
Bayis
Rishon or
Bayis Rishon? Bayis Rishon. Bayis Rishon, no Navi, Bayis Rishon. So it's got Bayis Rishon. Number one, and number two is Chagai. Number three, the possible Perik begins by Yochel Shleimer. All right?
It specifies where the
parochas
was in that same spot.
It's the concept. This is the parochas by the Kerubim. The Yatz is a parochas.
I can't say there was the parochas like there was the stone wall. The parochas was the side of the wall. And then
the
second, and then by
Shani,
it was just a parochas, no wall.
The Chayav from Argomor, you can't say that. The Briskerov says no, because Argomor says it was one or the other. That's why Argomorov is an important part of this sugya. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Daled, Halacha Beis. B'Bayis Rishon Hayakoysel Mavdil Bein HaKodesh Bein HaKodesh HaKodeshim Av Yei Amo V'Kevin Shebonu Abayis Sheini Nistapik Lehem. Im oyve a koisel hoye mi midas a koish mi midas koish a koish. They had a suffix. That one amo where it belong. The fichach also kochi a kochim of yoy esrim amo to me voice. Ve also a koish arboim amo to me voice. Ve nicho amo yeser ben a koish a koish a koish. Then they put in an extra amo. Ve lo yibonu koisel vabayi sheni. And lo also shtei peroiches. That's what we learn in the Mishnah Yuma, right? How the coin would snake in from south to north, I think. And it would be between the two parochas. Achas mitzad kochi ha-kochim, v'achas mitzad ha-kodesh. U'b'nein amo k'neged oivi ha-kodesh ha-hoibi rishayin. Avol b'mikdash rishayin loi hoyes ha-shom elo parochas achas bilvad. Shenemar V'hibdilo aparoiches lochem. There's only one paroiches. But paroiches doesn't mean a curtain. Paroiches means the stone wall. But bayit ha'yikosel mavdil, because Oviyama, it was the thickness of an amma. They knew, the Bais Rishon knew exactly where to put it. Bais Sheni didn't know where to put it. Was it far?
That was going to be my question.
Oh. Okay. So that's the Brisker Rav's kasha. The Brisker Rav makes his comment in Yuma. And for some reason the Barilan does not have the common Brisker Rav and Yuma. I don't know why. Let's look at the Gemara in Yuma. Gemara Om Rav Ketina. All right, so that's, we're going to just focus in a few moments now on how our sugya raises an interesting point, legabe how the Bayis Rishon looked. Yeah.
Why can't we just say that the parochas of Bayis Rishon didn't act as the mechitza, but it was just there, being just like up against the wall, kind of. Yeah. It's kind of like what Rebbe said, tapestry. Meaning a tapestry is something that you hang up against the wall, not necessarily as a way of cutting off one area or the other.
Okay. Let's see.
Like a painting.
Let's see. It would be strange for the Navi to mention the painting and not mention the wall. Right? I'll try, that'd be strange. Om Rav Ketina. V'shoa sho Yisrael oilin l'regel megalu l'hemes ha-paroiches u'marin l'hemes ha-kruvim shehoyu mu'urim zeh bozeh. Rav Ketina says, this is the way it was. We used to come to Beis HaMikdash. Ali l'regel. So they would open up the walls of the Heichal, right? So we could look in. And then Rav Ketina says that they would roll the side, the parochas, so that everybody could see the kruvim, and we would see the kruvim muurim zebozeh, that they were embracing. The oimim lehem, because Baruch Hu said, look, reuchi basum neyamokim kechim azochem in the keva. Look at the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. Right? Because the Gemara says that when we were behaving ourselves, so the Kruvim faced each other. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset with us, the Kruvim faced away. And when we came to Yom Tov, to Yerushalayim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Kruvim and actually embraced each other. Right? That's one of the hard things to understand, that by Churban Bayis Rishon, the Medrash describes Ephraim. Medrash describes that at the Churban Bayis Rishon, so when Nebuchadnezzar came in, he brought the Kruvim out and they were Mu'urim Zeh Bozeh. They were, so that's a big pella. Why were they Mu'urim Zeh Bozeh? They should have been far apart from each other. So Rav Ketina says, "V'shoshu Yisrael oilin l'regel magalun lehemes apreiches, u'marin lehemes akruvim, shemu'urim zebezeh v'oimrim lohen." And the Kohenim would say to the Jewish people, "Ru'u chibasu le'amokim kichi bazocher in a keva." Mosiv Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda's kasha is a posuk in Chumash. The Levium weren't allowed to look at the Kruvim. Couldn't look at the Oren. They had to cover the Oren and the Kruvim without looking at it. How could all of the Klaiso look at it? The Gemara says that was a specific din. A specific din that when you're packing up, then the Levium couldn't look. Was only Davkin they're packing up. Kohen Gadol went into the base of Mikdash, into the Kodesh Kodeshim. Mara says that's a difference between a Kala when she is in her father's home and a Kala when she is in her Shver's home. Right? In other words, a Kala before she gets married, she's an Ishut Snua. after and she's all covered, and the husband doesn't see her. Later on, the husband does see her. The Gemara says that when we were in Mishkan, so when the different beforeshim, either means when we were tkuvas on Mishkan or means when we were traveling. So when we were traveling, so then the Shechina was raised up, so then we were more distant from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But when we were settled, so then we were close to the Kadosh Baruch Hu and were able to actually see. Omalei, so the Gemara says, Vamai Askina. What is Rav Katina talking about? When did this happen? Rav Katina was an Amira after Churban Bayis. So Rav Katina had this Mesorah of one of the major events of Elila Regal. Jews got the view, got to look into the Kachi Kachi. Got to see this next. So the Gemara says, when did this happen? It was Mikdash Rishon. What does it mean? They unrolled the Pereches. It was a stone wall.
If there's a stone wall, how did the Kohen Gadol get
it? It was a space on the side. El Mikdash Sheni, and if it was Mikdash Sheni, Mihavi Kerubim. There's no Kerubim, Mikdash Sheni. So when did this story take place? So Gemara says it must be Mikdash Rishon, because there's no Kruv Mikdash Sheni. Let's Mikdash Rishon. My Pereches Debavi. In other words, there had to be with Simon. There had to be a way of getting in. So the wall that was getting in apparently was not on the side like in Bayis Sheni. Apparently the wall, the opening was in the middle, and that had a Pereches in front of the wall. So there were. So the Gemara says there was a wall that was a Pereches, right? There was a wall that separated Kodesh Kodeshim and Bayis Rishon. And then there was a doorway to get in from Kodesh Kodeshim to Kodesh Kodeshim, and in front of that wall was a Pereches. So Gemara says that that was in Bayis Rishon. Right? But in Bayis Sheni, it was only a Pereches. Right? Nope. So Brisker Rav says, our Gemara says, it's either got to be a Pereches, or it's got to be a wall. Back to our Gemara. I kulu bebinyan mi mikdosh, I kulu bepereches mi mishkan. Right? So, Brisker Rav asks, our Gemara says it's one or the other, it's not a combination. Gemara in Yuma says it was a combination. Navi says in Bayis Rishon it was a Pereches. Right? Our Gemara says it was a binyan, it was a stone. Rambam Paskins, it was stone. That's the Brisker Rav's Kasha. What was going on in Bayis Rishon? Lachar practically, right? Practically, had to be a way of getting in. But maybe who said that it had to be a Pereches there? That's the Brisker. How do you put all these sources together? And that's what I have to figure from our Gemara. So again, how do we come to the Baba Basra? Because the Gemara would question how the wall stood, because the wall didn't have the ratio that our Gemara has, right? Gemara is really saying, how could the Mishnah demand this kind of a ratio? How could the Mishnah demand this kind of a minog? It was obviously overboard. If in the Mishkan you're able to have a 30 amah wall, and the 30 amah wall, could be supported by an amah, so then our Mishnah is like the YU masking policy, way over the top. What are we, the testing policy? What are they thinking? Right? What are they thinking? Right? The demand, you have to have five tvachim for a dalet amah wall. That's a minug. How can that be? Based on Mikdash, you had a 30 yama wall with an amut bottom. So Gemara says, that's why I have to figure this out. Gemara says, Sataka, what was going on? The Gemara says, well, in Bayis Rishon, you had a wall, so you had an extra tefach, you connected it at the top, oh, it worked. Okay? Gemara says, what about Bayis Sheni? What about Bayis Sheni? They have 30 yamas. So Gemara, so based on what you're telling me, that I'm at the bottom, connected to the top, you're good. No. Gemara says, that works for 10 amas. Right? 30 amas, you can't, no stone wall is going to work on an amma. No matter how much you fast, it's not going to happen. Okay? So Gemara says, no, so why don't you have a combination, stone, pareches? No, got a rule. Gemire, either stone or pareches. So 30 amas, you can't do stone, pareches, end of the story. Okay? That's our Gemara. So Brisker Rav says, how do we understand what was going on in Bayis Rishon? The Navi says in Bayis Rishon, it was pareches. Our Gemara says, pareches. All right? The Gemara in Yuma says that how do we understand what was happening in Bayis Rishon? Where was the unfurling of the pareches? Couldn't happen. It was a stone wall. So, well, but there was a doorway, there was an opening, and they unfurled it. So the prescription of that goes against our Gemara. Right? And Hayitochen, how could it be that the ikar of the wall was stone, and the curtain that guarded the opening was a curtain, and in Divrei Yomim they just describe the curtain, they don't describe the wall. It's very difficult.
How does it go against our Gemara?
Our Gemara says it's one or the other. You
but
can't have a combo. Who's that?
But isn't that for Bayis Sheni?
Right, but no. This is a klal for Mishkan and Mikdash. So Mishkan has to be kula preches, Mikdash kula
ibinyan. When I read the Gemara, I thought it was saying more that with Bayis Sheni, to build it, we have to have some primary source that it's based off of. So we're saying that either base it off of the wall in Bayis Rishon or the paroches in the Mishkan.
Right.
So not necessarily excluding the fact that there was also a parochas by Bayis Rishon, but that I guess the main, let's say, separation was the wall.
So let me ask you this. Based on what you just said, should there be a problem in having 20 amos stone and then another 10 amos curtain?
So
based on what you're saying, we should be able to mix and match in Bayis Rishon. And by Sheni.
What was the Gemara? How does it describe the visual of Bayis Rishon? What was going on then? Wasn't it?
No. So it sounds like from the Gemara. It sounds no. The Gemara is discussing Bayis Rishon. Sorry, go ahead. Gemara knew it was discussing Bayis Rishon.
So how does it describe what it looked like? Like didn't Rebbe just say before the wall was reaching from top to bottom, and then there was also for all that's involved. So maybe.
There's a parochas in front of the doorway to get in. However you got in to Bayis, so we assume that the way to get in to the Kodesh was in the middle. Mashena came when it came to Bayis Sheni, he snaked in from the north and went through between the two curtains. Now I understand why the Gemara is describing the details of how the curtains work, because that also was a chiddush. Instead of having the curtains with an archway in the middle, and he goes right through, in order that the Kohen Gadol the Gemara explains where the Kohen Gadol had to go in. I forget the lashon, but the idea that the Kohen Gadol would walk through the area that was a suffix kachim.
Couldn't we potentially say how in the Pesukim in Divrei Yomim it was speaking about not exclusively what was there, but more the practical aspect of it when we would be looking into the Beis Hamikdash, the word moving the parochas, because that's how we would look inside, but when the Gemara is speaking more technically, it's talking just about what the actual separation was, which was the wall?
Yes, I can't say that I have a better answer, but Lachar does not seem to be what the Gemara is saying.
So also, why didn't
the Navi is saying? What the Navi is saying? It doesn't seem to be. I don't have a better answer. Akiva?
Is there any possible
to be
with
their Oregon
with Mishkan Shilo or not?
Say it again,
Oregon
what?
With Mishkan Shilo or not?
Mishkan Shilo. That's a good question. Mishkan was. I think Mishkan Shilo was still curtains, I think. But they just came back to you. The Lechara of Katina is saying. Rav Katina is referring when we came up to Yerushalayim. Interesting idea, but coming up. Bizman, we get the impression from the Tkufa of Shiloh that Jews were not coming up so readily. That Elkanah had to bring Jews up. And I don't know also, there's a question amongst whether there was a dinner of Elida Regal for Shiloh. But I think Mishkan Shiloh should only regal Megalim as a parachus. See, your or is interesting, but the Gemara doesn't seem to allow for that, because the Gemara says it's either got to be by Shishan by Sheni. Right? Gemara says, B'may Eskinan. The Gemara only allows for two possibilities. Right? So the Gemara seems to say this is the way it was. Just to read you a little bit of the other verse, I was hoping that you could see it inside. So he quotes the Gemara, and he says, on this Gemara Numa, Divrei HaGemara L'chayra Tumuhi Ma'oin. We don't understand this Gemara, because this Gemara says, assumes, at first, that there was no perichas in the first Beis HaMikdash, right? And the rak mimemra derav shemayin la dechihechi b'mikdash sheni hayu perichas neged apsachim hachanami b'mikdash rishen, and it's only because to work out how the and Chazal understood that in Bais Yishon there wasn't any parachas. Chazal said there's got to be parachas because the Katina said there was a parachas. Okay, so the parachas will be where the doors are into the kach, in the kach. Mitzarachia darei mikro molayu vayas is a parachas tchelas hay mafurish day parachas by mikdash rishon shasa shleima. So the Gemara says that the parochas must have been the curtain in front of the doors. Mashma mizeh, the vaday the ikar adin shel parochas ha'omer v'tera lehoyen noig ban mikdash rishon. U'mishum the din parochas nema rak m'mokam she parochas hi mechitzasa. So Rishkirov points out, you can see this from the Rambam. And this makes the kash of the brisket rub even stronger. The din of having a peroches between the kodshim and the kodshim kodshim, so that's a pasuk. Pasuk of him delta. Yeah, here it is. Shenemar. Vindila peroches lachem. Right? Abu Mikdash recently hoyus Hashem el peroches achas. Bilvad. Shenemar vindila peroches lachem. So the Rambam understood that having a separation between the kachim and the kachim kachim, that was a halacha, that was a din, that was part of Turis Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam said that how are we mekayim this din of Evdila Pereches Lachem? So in Dayis Rishon Lehoyis Hashem El Pereches Achas Bilvad, there's only one Pereches, right? It means only one wall. We could not have a second wall because the Rambam is saying there's a halacha that you have to create this separation. Bayis Sheni, where we did not know exactly where to put it, so we had to put two walls up, but in Bayis Rishon, where they knew where to put it, only one wall. Yivdila Pereches Lachem. So the Biskarov says it's clear that there's a requirement of separating, and when you separate it with the stone walls, you mekayim that. So having the pereches in front of the doorways, that is not fulfilling the requirement of Evdila. So how do we learn pshat in our sugya? So Briskerov would say, this is an answer to the big kash, just pshat in our sugya. Our sugya is saying the following. There is a halacha that the din in Tzuris HaMikdash that there has to be a wall separating. It's part of the din of Mikdash. You have to have a separation with kosher kosher. Having separate space is not good enough. It has to be a wall in between. So the Argumara says in order to fulfill that mitzvah, it's either going to be, it has to be a monolithic material. So when the Gemara in Yuma says that there was a doorway and it was covered by a pereches, that's not a stira to our Gemara. Our Gemara is saying that when you want to be mekayim the din of Evdila, so we have a rule from Mishkan, it has to be covered either with a curtain, or a rule from Mikdash that has to be covered with a stone. Okay? So now the Gemara in Yuma says, how did Rav Katina work it out? He worked it out. But the point was that having the pereches in front of the doorways, that was not established in order to fulfill the requirement of Hivdila. That was there, called for tznius reasons, called the people shouldn't sit, to make the kosher kosher more tznua, people should look inside. So that was unraveled b'shas li l'regel. So our Gemara is consistent with the Gemara Numa, because our Gemara is saying the din of Hivdila is done with one kind of material. Once it's created, and l'chora we could even understand that, because once you have created the Hivdila, what are you adding on to it? So as long as you're enhancing that wall, which is Mekayim, the separation, okay? Same wall. But once you have the wall up, so now what? Why do you need a second one anyways? So the Briskerov says, so that we understand. When the Gemara in Yuma said, how are we going to do this? So we understand what the Gemara was asking. The Gemara was saying that there's a mitzvah of Ivdalta, Ivdalta and Mekayim through stones. So there's no curtain there. Oh, so the Gemara says we can work it out practically speaking. So is that we understand. And the way the Rambam paskins, we also understand. We understand based on our Gemara. He says we don't understand how all of this gets resolved in the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. So this makes the kasha even stronger, because even if you want to give terutzim that there was a stone wall and there was a pereches, but achrei kechleis hakol, the mitzvah of Hivdila is done by the stone wall. So even if we'll describe there was a pereches, it made it nicer, there was kerubim, mechule, but for the the important part that was fulfilling the requirement of Mikdash was the wall. So that's what's going to be described in Navi. That's the Pella that the Priskrav leaves with Tzorach here. Yeah, Avram.
The Rambam also, he says that Mikdash Rishon Lo is Shavah Parochas Achas Bilvad and Emor Begila Parochas.
Yeah.
So, is that saying the Parochas?
No, he doesn't mean the Parochas, a curtain. The Parochas is that wall that separates Kachi Kachi from Kachi. And this Pasuk, Vivdila Parochas Lachem, that is a Pasuk that says by Mishkan. That pasuk from at the end of Shmos, Vivdila Parochas. So the Rambam is saying the din, there is a requirement, right? Abu Bimikdash Rishon Lo Yisram El Parochas Achas Belat Shenemar. So what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam is saying that the requirement of having this wall goes back to Mishkan. When the Navi describes the Batei Mikdash, the din, the requirements, that which helps give Kedusha to Kachim Kachim and to Kachim, so that goes back to Mishkan. Yevdila Perechas. And the Rambam understands that there's only one structure that fulfills that requirement. And again, our Gemara fits in very well with that. What's the structure that fulfills the requirement? It's either going to be stone, or got to be precious. Got it. Or material. The Gemara in Yuma follows through. The Brisker Rav says, but how do we resolve all of this with the Pasuk in Divrei Yoma that says it was all precious?
Can you say, Appella. I think Ephraim
might
have said this earlier, that when we say
Provost
in the Pasuk, it also is referring to
that. No, because it tells you that he used to Tehelas and. Chelas v'agomen v'charmil v'butz. Okay? What's Sarachian? At least to be our Gemara gives us an important source for understanding the structure of the base of Mikdash. Okay, tomorrow.